My apologies. But in order to play ball, it's like we have to bring forth the right approach. In other words, it's no more dimming our lights, keeping like the lowest volume. So what I'm noticing, it's like wherever I'm ready to start, which is a very high placement, it's like step up, please. And so there, and I was saying a promise is a promise. In other words, we're claiming ascension, we're claiming our light, we're claiming our self-mastery. So we don't want to keep drawing from what's familiar. We really want to feel this. Because through all my meditations, like through everything, when I say my, it doesn't even feel real anymore. But anyway, through all the meditations, like I know my volume's strong. But they're saying love is happening constantly. And when they're saying that word constantly, they're really emphasizing that. Like, don't just keep doing things like yesterday. Like, allow there to be a simple increase. Like, we have gusts of wind, apparently, where my physicality resides. And, you know, it could be 50 miles an hour, and then it can shoot up to 40, like in a blink of an eye. That's the kind of magic that we should be expecting in every second. That we're no longer going home. We're not committing to the ego's way of life anymore. And that takes a little bit of a practical application. What they mean is like determined, focused. In other words, love is the way. Love is the speed and the commodity inside. In English, everyone, we have all the power we could ever desire. What we're learning to do is to string it along. What we're learning to do is to tease it right, meaning that it's like we're not going to solve anything the way we did it yesterday. We're only going to solve it, and it's going to get sweeter and sweeter, richer and richer, more and more inspiring when we have love on the mind. So we want to remember, it's sort of like instead of the mind, instead of the brain, instead of the past guidance, like sorting out, like, you know, I was doing laundry, like sorting the furniture, sorting socks, whatever, making decisions. We really want to allow love to be the master, love to guide us higher. So just the way they were increasing my frequency, they were increasing my speed in order to bring forth the transmission. They're saying that I'm no different than everyone on board. In other words, everyone has a master guidance that is looking to guide you, is looking to raise the bar, is looking to set the record straight, is looking to send you just as high as you possibly can. Because the higher they can get, they're saying you and I, meaning all of us, it's like the higher placement we can teach. So if you think of like Jesus on Sermon on the Mount, he's like on a mount, so everyone can hear him, everyone can receive that beautiful frequency. Well, we're the Christ, we're the Christ beings, we're the awakened ones, we're the resurrected energy at last, as we will follow and attend to our sacred heartbeat. So if we trouble ourselves with yesterday, if we just go along with what store-bought is what the culture has decided for us, has instructed us, versus our own illuminated gifting. So we want to remember the energies that are here, they're going to keep advancing us. It's a little like, you know, getting a kid to swim or ride a bike, like you keep stepping back and they keep approaching. That's what our master self is doing. They want us to stop this feeling that there are certain masters out there and we're just humble and helpless and, you know, whatever. No, we have the masters represent, are reflective, are mirroring the master inside. So they're saying it's time to graduate. It's time to be respectful. And so we want to be respectful of our own inner vision, of our own master essence. And what they're saying is that a lot of us are getting extremely positive, valuable hits, but because we don't see ourselves as a master quite yet, we tend to ignore them. So if you have an idea, if you have an insight, it's like, well, you know, if it came from Jesus or if it came from Kuan Yin, maybe I pay attention. So we want to remember that all the masters that we're attending to are just like the ones that we're familiar with. In other words, are a very, very, very tiny, like, sub-segment of like the whole gang. And when we start receiving the whole gang, we're going to start receiving each and every one of us. So it's like we're not helpless anymore. We're not children, and we don't want to see ourselves as such. So allow yourselves to reassemble. So sort of like now we got sort of the stern instruction. And so now here comes the good part. Now we reassemble and get ready to fly. So if we were like in Tinkerbell school and we all agreed we were fairies and we saw each other's wings, we would expect to be able to fly and we would know the wind would carry. So this is where we're avoiding every last obstacle. What they mean is about physical evidence in your face. We want to remember that everything is energy, everything is frequency, that we've all have discovered sacred riches, meaning we've all, they're just so funny. They're saying bust a move, it's like a song, but the idea is all the things that we think are fact are really based on a dimensional state of awareness. So once we cross the picket line, meaning it's like once we permit ourselves to advance, we no longer experience those constraints because they're no longer self-justified. In English, we're no longer identifying, prioritizing, limiting ourselves, holding ourselves back by the lower self. We're graduating steadily, meaning filling ourselves up with the entire course, the entire menu. So now we're opening up to our I am self. Now we're opening ourselves up, and this is important, to our proper significance. In other words, who we truly are. This is what we're sending. When they're saying sending, it's like every time we register to that, it's like a bell rings in heaven. In other words, when we say we can, when we register with that higher awareness and gifting, we consent to fly, meaning we operate from that higher consciousness. We operate from that higher reality. And if you could just think of like your consciousness as creative building blocks. So what they're saying is like that they need building blocks of many. So in other words, you're guaranteeing your new space. You're guaranteeing your new house of light. It's like you're guaranteeing all the cookies in the cookie jar that you could imagine, because you're creating that your own cookie jar. You're creating that jar to fill complete. So we're doing this with our sacred memory. We're doing this with our sacred claim. When I'm receiving the sacred claim, everyone without exception is being lifted up, meaning you're feeling the light, excuse me, in whatever intensity, whether you see it, feel it, sense it, really believe in it strongly, like you have enough connection to it that you can increase the flame. So this is showing me, like in the old days we had burners, you know, like you see the pilot light, and you know, you could adjust the flame. So again, going back to the beginning of the transmission where they asked me to adjust, and the being that is communicating, I'm just, this energy is just holding the consciousness for all. So this is the message that we're all receiving, to step it up now because we can. So that can is very self-justified. In other words, every time we tune into the light. Every time we believe in that sacred broadcast, that broadcast gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And they're saying, so, and they're kind of closing with, at 11:11, interestingly enough, that we never need to touch the ground, meaning we never need to go back inside of 3D reality. 3D reality is I can't, is I'm separate from, is there some power outside that can destroy me, where we're carrying the power. So if we're agreeing with the darkness, we're going to get hit over the head. But when we agree with the light, and we agree with that light strong, they don't like grammar all the time, strongly, we agree with heaven overnight. So when they're saying heaven overnight, we want to remember that we're all healer shamans, like we all have that ability. They're saying from long ago, but they're kind of giggling in the sense that we're really timeless, we're not really linear. So in other words, it's almost like one of those beautiful Hindu goddesses, like you could just reach out to the stars and grab whatever you need. That's literally what's occurring in our very place as we will decide to arrive. In English, we need to agree with heaven now. It's a little bit like someone on the picket line, like equal pay now or women's rights, like one of those signs. So this is agreeing with heaven now, and we're not protesting anything out there. It's like a very favorable suggestion that we're reading often and agreeing to and abiding by more often until we get it right. And getting it right is realizing that we could just always stay there, that we never need to leave there, that we no longer need to create out of duality, that we no longer need to attend to duality at all. That's what's going to get our head spinning until we finally relax and realize it's all been inside. So allow yourself that second verse. Remember, it's taking that second step. And enjoy the attunement for all. Meaning, as you receive the attunement, that's the attunement you send and spread, sending out that spiritual wealth. Receive, receive, receive.